Well, thanks again for being at Folk Life. It's great having all these great faces in the crowd. Thank you so much for being here. We couldn't do this festival. This festival wouldn't be any fun if there weren't any people listening. So thank you so much for coming to the Fisher Green stage and listening to the old time show. Next is Sarah Comer and her dad, Emmett Comer. And they're going to play some old time tunes from the Washington old time side of things. And a little bit of other stuff mixed in. So it's going to be fun. I recently heard Sarah, I think online, because I kind of seen her name around, and I heard her on the radio, and I was like, dang, this Finland is amazing. So I was really excited that she could be a part of the show, and definitely enjoy her music. I also want to give a big thank you to Carl, the sound guy. He's doing a great job. Carrie, sorry. Gosh, I'm such a schmo. So while I'm being a schmo, I'm just going to go ahead and plug the whole Folk Life support thing. Please support Folk Life. That's all I can say. I'm just going to be straight about it. There's people walking around with buttons. There's t-shirts you can buy. Give 10, 15, 20 bucks to the festival. More if you can, because everybody that's here, all the musicians, all the volunteers, they're not getting paid. They're just donating their time to make this festival happen. And it's really a magical thing. And it's been a pretty magical weekend. So keep it going. Keep it alive. And here's Sarah and Emmett.
Charmaine mentioned we're going to be doing tunes that we consider to be part of Pacific Northwest music, but the really cool thing about fiddle music is it just keeps moving till it hits a coastline. So fiddle music,
a huge amount of bass feedback here.
Fiddle music around here you get from a lot of different places. That one we got from our friend Jim Ketterman, who comes from West Virginia and brings us a bunch of those crazy West Virginian tunes. This next one we got from Stuart Williams, who got it from a fiddler in Oregon, who originally was in Missouri. So these tunes come from all over, and this one's called Marmaduke's Hornpipe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we get a little less guitar in the monitor, maybe?
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. This next tune is kind of bittersweet for us because Phil and Vivian Williams, among other people, but we got to listen to a great fiddler named Miley Barron from up in Canada, and we got to listen to some great tunes of his on CD and spent long hours trying to learn it off of there at that breakneck Canadian speed. And we actually had the chance to meet Miley and play this next tune, Village Hornpipe, with him. And we found out this weekend that Miley passed away last Friday. I think he was about 95. So in honor of Miley, we're going to play Village Hornpipe. Thank you. We really enjoy playing this old-time music, and I think part of that is because it's just so diverse. You get so many different kinds of tunes. So now we're going to play you something kind of out of left field here called That Mysterious Reel.
Thank you.
you. What do we want to do here? Can you switch guitars? Is this an okay time?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to do Pretty Bird. So after 3 years of working on it and not making a whole lot of progress, we finally finished our CD in January of this year. And when that came out, a secret came out with it, and that is that I sing. I have done so in closets and showers and far-off hillsides for quite some time, and then through a lot of cajoling on his part and a few others, they managed to get me to sing. So I guess you'll find out now whether or not that was a good decision. Let's try it. Thank you. He's going to switch guitars here, and we're going to go. One of the things we really enjoy doing is going out and playing for dances, and we've had a chance to do that with a contra dance band we're in called Swing Shift. Usually we have a piano player, but not today. We're going to do a set of three tunes for you here. If I could read my own handwriting. Texas Sandy Hill is your guitar in tune. Boston Rattler, and a tune I wrote called Reel in the New Year. You ready?
Thank you.
Thank you. This is another one we got from Jim Ketterman called Flannery's Dream. There's a long story, but the long story short is that a guy named Flannery had a dream he was being chased by a bear playing a fiddle. And so he woke himself up and then taught himself the tune that the bear was playing, and this is it. Sorry, new experience. I had a hair break, and I managed to pin it down with the other finger, and then it wouldn't move anymore. This next one is one we got from Scott Marks, a great fiddle maker out of, used to live on our block, but now lives on Port Townsend. And this one's called Boys, My Money's All Gone, definitely written by a sadly monetarily deprived fiddler. I need to have a talk with whoever rehairs my bows. Let's do Hannah's Wedding. He's going to change guitars yet again here. A few years back, my friend Hannah got married, and we ended up writing this tune for her called Hannah's Wedding. You don't need a capo for that. And he needs to use this dadgad guitar to really get it to sound right. It doesn't really work any other way. You good? You still tuning? We just thought we should throw one thing in the program that would prove to you we could play pretty stuff too when we wanted to. Leaving until it's time. We're going to do a hoedown for you. Hornpipe, I suppose. It's called West Virginia Hornpipe, and I first got to hear it. I was playing a square dance with Stuart Williams, we played a lot with, and we went out there, and it was a square dance where most of the dancers were more than tipsy. And I remember at one point one of the dancers goes up to the caller and says, "See, I did it. I wasn't as drunk as you thought I was." So that's what I think of when I think of this tune. It's called West Virginia Hornpipe.
Thank you.
slight bit more time than I thought we did, we're now going to resort to guitarist choice. And he'd like to do another tune we got from Jim Ketterman called Sadie at the Back Door. Thanks very much. I think we've got time for about one more here, so we're going to do a cross-tune thing, if you'll hold half a second. One we got from Jeannie Murphy, who is the wife of Scott Marks that we got the other tune from. And this one is called I Can't Remember Anything Anymore. That's what it's called. Sandy Boys, that's right. Sandy Boys. Thank you all so much for coming. It's a really great audience. And thank you to Charmaine and Folklife and everybody for putting this together. It's a great festival, so keep coming back, keep contributing. Thank you guys so much. Are we good? Are we bad?
Thank you.
Hey, let's hear it for Sarah and Emmett Comer. Yeah. As some fine fiddling. Not to mention, she's about the cutest fiddler I've seen here yet today, so. They're great. So, I just have a few things to say about Folklife, since we're all here and having a great time. Folklife is a year-round sort of thing. They have a whole staff that works all year round to put this festival together. They work hard, and their job's not easy. They have to filter through a lot of bands. They get tons of applications. They're working hard all year to organize things at the Seattle Center. They work with the city. They're doing a lot of things to make this festival possible. So we should all put in our fair share and help them out, either financially or with volunteer time. There's lots of things that you can do. Is anybody here a friend of Folklife already? All right, yeah. You can become a friend of Folklife. There's people walking around with purple aprons. There's one right there, and you can visit her, and she can explain the benefits and some of the perks of becoming a friend of Folklife is you get admission to the hospitality area, and that's the really cool area where all the bands hang out and jam and spend their off time, and it's a privilege to be back there. So becoming a friend of Folklife gets you back there, and you can see all the behind-the-scenes stuff going on and get a chance to talk to the performers and things. Sort of like having a backstage pass. And other benefits include mentions in the festival guide, discounts at the store, guided tours, complimentary parking during the festival, all sorts of neat perks like that. And you get to feel good about supporting a great event where all the musicians are volunteering, all the volunteers are volunteering their time and putting in lots of hours to make the festival possible. So let's give the volunteers a big hand. I'm sure there's a lot of volunteers in this area, myself included. They're doing a great job, and I couldn't be having more fun. I'm about to pop. So thanks for being here. I've got one more treat for you in the old time show. This is the last show on this stage, I believe. They've got the Water Tower String Band, and these guys are hot. They are from Eugene and Portland and Gig Harbor combined, and they have a new album out. They just released a new CD last week, and I think you'll enjoy it. It's great dance music. They really know how to tear it up. So welcome to Water Tower String Band. We've got, well, they're still coming on stage, but we've got Josh and Corey and Kenny and Ben make up the Water Tower String Band, and they'll be right up. So in the meantime, while they're taking their time to sound check, visit the gal in the purple apron walking around and give your thanks to Folklife if you could. Thank you so much.
Excuse me, can you cut the monitors completely?
Yeah, cut the monitors completely.
Maybe I'll get to survive an earthquake or something.
How's everybody doing out there?
Well, a couple more seconds and we'll be ready to play, just figuring out this sound system.